This is the brief on copper bus bar bending and cutting calculations. Copper bus bars are those rigid conductors we use in switchgear, and calculating their exact pre-bend cut length is literally the difference between a perfect terminal fit and a costly pile of scrap metal. First, we've got to look at the physics of bending thick metal. When flat copper bends, the inside face compresses and the outside stretches, but there's a middle layer called the neutral axis that changes direction without actually changing length. To pinpoint it, we use a K factor, often around 0.40 for soft copper. It's kind of like folding a thick phone book. The inner pages bunch up, the outer ones pull tight, but one specific page right in the middle stays perfectly flat. Second, let's dive into the math. We calculate the bend allowance to find the exact arc length of that neutral axis. Then you just add your straight legs to those bend allowances to get your total cut length. Now you might be wondering, why can't we just measure the outside dimensions like we do with a basic ruler? Well, guessing from outside dimensions or measuring to the bend center causes major layout errors. You absolutely must measure straight legs only to the tangent points. Finally, we hit the real world. All that mathematical theory doesn't matter if it exceeds material limits. Hard-drawn copper springs back after bending, requiring a few degrees of overbend to compensate. Plus, designers have to match their theoretical inside bend radius to the actual die sets available in the shop, or the copper will craze and crack. Honestly, the smartest geometry formula in the world is totally useless if the operator doesn't account for the machine's actual tooling or the copper's temper. Mastering busbar fabrication is ultimately about combining precise geometric formulas with highly disciplined workshop practice.